Ben, I heard you say this earlier. Today is the anniversary of you and Kat getting married, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. So, Skin, we, as you know, back in our failed rapper days, I dated Kat for 10 years and then married her. After 10 years, she was able to pass a written exam on Dallas Cowboys football history.
Good.
Married her, and we've been married as of today for 16 years, so 26 years together.
That is spectacular.
Hey, you talk about a woman hitting the man lotto. Yep. Oh, my God.
Do you think she's been pretty happy with it on her end?
Let me tell you something, Skin. I wake up with her every day.
Mm-hmm.
And usually she's in a pleasure coma and sleeps in.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm talking about the most satisfied woman I've ever seen.
Well, let's find out for
ourselves. No.
Huh? Ben's got a wife, love of his life. But sometimes his buddy Skin feels like he might hide. Take her for granted. He can't have that. Skin feels the need to check on Ben with Ben's wife, Kat. Skin needs some quality time.
That was the Ben and Skin Singers, and whenever we fire that off, that means joining us on the buyersafety.com hotline is our good friend, Kat Rogers. Good afternoon, Kat. How are you?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Kat.
What have you been up to?
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. Thank you.
What has been done for you so far?
Today?
Yeah. Wake up something special?
You left the house early.
That's fire.
Let me tell you, that sounds real special.
Did you get any pool time today, honey?
I did.
Okay. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Ben, do you want... Ben, would you like to account for your time earlier?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, she said you rushed off in secret earlier this morning on the morning of your anniversary.
That's not what
she said. Kat, that's what I heard. Is that what you said?
I did not hear that.
Oh, okay. Maybe I was just thinking about myself. Okay, so did you expect to wake up with some loving or some flowers or some chocolate on the bed? I don't know.
She doesn't like chocolate.
I don't like chocolate.
What do you do for it? I thought there'd be something special this morning.
No, but we are going on a date tonight.
Oh,
nice.
Skin, she's already won. She got me for 26 years. She's the winner. She's in victory lap. This is where she's standing there, gets handed a trophy, and drinks milk and everything.
Milk.
Oh, so is Ben going to pour milk all over you later tonight on Victory Circle, Kat?
I hope not.
We're a NASCAR family, so that's
where's that milk coming from?
What? So is that an accurate description? You're pretty much, this is all gravy from here on out.
Milk.
Wait, what was that? What was that drop?
Ben?
It's the lady that I sat next to on a plane, and she was practicing to say the word milk so she could order milk.
That lady won the passenger lotto sitting next to Ben. Here's audio of her.
Milk.
And she was trying so hard to learn how to say milk, and when the flight attendant came over, she goes, "I'd like some milk." And I was like, oh, and then since I had heard her hit that milk button 87,000 times, I was like, whoa. I think they'd like milk.
Do you remember when Ben first taught you how to say milk?
He also taught me how to say orange.
Now she says it right.
She says it wrong.
No, let's hear it. Let's hear it.
I haven't quite learned how.
Let's hear it again, orange. Kat.
Orange.
Yep, that's how people say it. Ben, how do you say it?
Orange.
Orange.
You got a spring in your
boing.
Tongue. I probably should have said that.
Don't talk about that.
Yeah. So you guys are going out on a real... Ben told me he had a lot of coupons for wherever you guys were going tonight. Did he tell you where he's taking you?
I think some all-you-can-eat place.
Yeah. Nice. Sizzler.
Little buffet.
Yeah.
What do you expect at this point in the marriage when it's the anniversary? What are you looking for? Like for anniversary?
Skin, I'd like to be... Oh, are you returning to me?
I was talking to Kat, but okay, I'd like to hear what you think. Ben, what are you going to get treated to tonight?
Like, you're talking about presents and gifts and stuff?
Yeah, just what's your expectation level?
Thrusting.
It's really low, so anything special is awesome.
Did you say it's really low? Oh, Kat. Oh, Kat. You listen, here's what I would like to suggest. My wife and my daughter are out of town, so it's just me and Dez this weekend.
Really?
If you would like to take Dez tonight, me and Ben can head out and I could give him some ideas.
Hell yeah.
You just kick it with Dez, and then Ben, you and I can go out and I'll give you some ideas. We'll workshop it, and then you can be back tomorrow and start all over. Does that sound good to you, Kat?
No, that sounds terrible.
Oh, man. That's terrible.
You don't want to do any babysitting. You're looking to get away from kids as quickly as possible, right?
Exactly.
Ben,
yes.
What do you expect on this 16th anniversary of love?
Well, Skin, after about the third year, it's pretty much the same.
Kat?
In that I expect something awesome.
Right.
Yeah, something that's going to be incredible. The best night ever.
Check your panties.
So, excuse me, Shippy? Sorry about Shippy, honey.
Does Ben ever ask you to do that, Kat?
No.
No, I don't know. Why would anybody ask to do that?
I don't know.
Terrible thing.
We have the drop. It sounds like you.
What a weird request on a sultry night.
Check your panties.
That sounds exactly like you.
It's not.
That's
not. It's not me.
Wait, let's hear that audio again.
Go Cowboys.
Cat, what is that from?
That is Skin.
Okay. I'm like, don't ever talk to me like that.
Okay, so do you expect a whole weekend of love, or is it pretty much you guys go on a date tonight, shut it down, and then move forward?
Yeah, I think it's a one and done deal.
All right, are you going to continue to get pool time in all weekend, though?
Yeah.
Ben told me he was going to
fire up the pool.
Ben told me he's going to fire up some old fashions. Do you drink any of his old fashions?
I haven't, but he's working on his supplies, so we'll see.
All right, excellent.
Go ahead, give us an explanation on that. What are you seeing me stockpile?
Pre-made old fashions in a bottle.
That is not impressive.
Hold on, that's not all. That's not all. I did
a lot of different kinds of simple syrups.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because I got the sugar-free kind, too. Just, you know, soda.
Soda.
Yeah.
Simple syrup. None of this is soda approved.
Two jars of cherries.
Oh, what a freak.
Wow. Yeah. One for tonight, one for the old-fashioned.
What?
You heard him.
And, yeah, that's about it. Oh, he got a shaker. Bought a shaker, even though we have about 15 of them in our bar. But
see, I like it when you shake it. Kind of make that motion.
But
to shake the drink up, because it's got to be shaken.
She was a bartender early on when we met.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Not.
He's seen me shake it.
Would you say you were a better bartender or waitress?
Waitress.
What? Why would you say that?
I mean, because I was a bartender at a Mexican restaurant. I poured like a margarita from a machine.
I like that.
I mean,
she didn't overinflate that.
I could make a good margarita, but I wasn't like a craft cocktail maker.
Right.
Your family uses the word craft way too much,
I agree.
Well, Kat, what before we let you go, what can Ben do to make tonight extra special? And, you know... No. You guys are not going to go cocaine country dancing.
We are old folks.
But having said that,
sir,
if Ben sprinkled a little out on the table, I'm asking for a friend.
Hey, you're asking who for a friend? I'm your friend.
Yes,
there's
sir.
Two people, me and my wife, going on this anniversary date. What friend needs to know that our anniversary date, if something's sprinkled on the table? What are you talking about?
You heard the song.
I did hear the song. Yeah. It's fair point. Don't answer that.
Okay, I won't.
All right.
But what would the answer be?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And you guys are going to tear it up tonight.
Don't even know what she's answering there.
And let the boy watch.
Hey, seriously though, Kat, whatever you guys do tonight, make sure and film it. You know what I mean? Let's do this.
Yeah.
All right, great.
All right.
Mm. Well, Ben will be home at about midnight, and he'll swing through and pick you up.
All right. Bring me a fast food burger.
All right. Love you. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. Thanks, guys, for checking on me.
You got it. I enjoyed this morning.
Okay, me too.
Yep. All right. I mean, we were in different places.
Right.
We just liked the mornings.
Sure.
Where did you go early this morning? Just want to get the timing down. So earlier this morning.
Speaking of this morning,
what happened during the morning show, KT?
I think Ben and I were listening to it live.
Oh, I didn't know you were listening to it.
We weren't in the same place, but Ben and I were listening to it live.
Oh, wait, you guys were together, and I was...
I was listening to it live, and I was shocked. So, Sean has his girlfriend, Amanda, in studio. Now, they're getting ready to go to Vegas. They're going to jump on a flight and go to Vegas. And they had told her that J-Lo was going to be on La Grande, and maybe she would come down and do an interview on The Fan. And so they're waiting for J-Lo, and that's how they got Sean's girlfriend Amanda in the studio, because she loves J-Lo. So she's just sitting in here waiting so she can meet J-Lo, and there's film crews in here, and there's a mariachi band. When she sees them, you know, she's like, oh, okay, this is for J-Lo. J-Lo loves mariachi bands or whatever. And so while they're waiting, they're acting like they're stalling. They're like, man, we're waiting, so let's ask a bunch of questions to Amanda about Sean. And I didn't hear them say J-Lo, so I didn't know what the, I knew they had a guest that they were waiting to get to, and they were stalling. And so they just start asking Amanda questions, like Troy is asking her, hey, Sean's got small hands. What else is small? You know, they're trying to ask embarrassing questions, and she's doing a great job. She's like, no, nothing else is small. And anyway, she's answering all these questions. And then all of a sudden, Sean got shake voice, and it went a little something like this.
Listen, I guess I don't have a guess. I'm waiting for the. I'm out of questions.
All right, I have one real quick.
You got one?
I could ask you, this will be the final one, then our special guest coming in studio.
All right, stop.
I could go personal.
Stop. Go back to the top of that. Now, listen. At this point, you know, I'm like, golly, they really are stalling, and Troy is out of questions to ask Amanda, and he's like, okay, I got one more question. But I could hear his voice shaking.
Okay.
He's trembling already, legitimately. So let's start over.
Listen, I guess I don't have a guess. I'm waiting for the. I'm out of questions.
All right, I have one real quick.
You got one?
I could ask you, this will be the final one, then our special guest coming in studio. I could go personal life with the family discussions that we have, all the pool parties that you let me throw, taking care of me and the house. I could go work, the 4 a.m. alarm clocks. You somehow sleep through those. The games on TV every night that you put up with. But I'll ask if you want to continue laughing, eating, and watching reality TV garbage with me.
What?
Amanda Contreras. Will you marry me?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Surprise.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm, like, shaking.
Bring it in, boss.
Oh, my God. Oh, my
That is insane. Mariachi band rolls in.
And they played that song for about 12 minutes and made them wait for break.
So what... So what happened when J-Lo showed up?
She didn't.
Oh.
And this is the thing. So I think Sean pulled it off.
Oh, my gosh.
But, you know, the thing that he was a risky play here, and I'm sure he thought, it sounded like he thought this out pretty well.
Oh, my God, yeah.
But she's probably going, God, I really wanted to meet J-Lo today. So, yeah, I guess. Let's go to Vegas.
But, oh, are they going to Vegas?
Yeah.
Are they getting married tonight?
Hopefully.
Wow, so they're shotgun wedding.
They're not doing that.
Oh, okay.
I think they're just going to Vegas to party in Vegas.
That's awesome, dude.
But it reminded me of the time real quickly. We're going to hustle, but it's a short clip. From about 6 months ago, Sean went up to see his family in Maryland, and Amanda came up to surprise him. She went up to surprise him in Maryland with his family. So he's watching a game, probably talking sports with his dad or whatever, and then Amanda walks in and listens to Sean's excitement.
Did he have a shock collar on? That sounds a lot like when he had that shock collar on.
RJ Choppy.
Well, congratulations to Sean, because there is no way that anyone thought he was going to get a girl that amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Sharif, congratulations.
Yeah, congrats, dude.
Really
bravo.
Well done.
Unbelievable. Incredible. And you could tell how happy and excited he was, man. Shake voice.
Yeah, man.
And all of it's on film. So
Post Malone was here.
Incredible. By the way, Post Malone singing with a mariachi band. That's actually pretty fantastic. They sing this song.
That's right.
Really, really good.